All right, you are listening to The Other Note on CJSF Radio 91.3. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coquitlam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. Wait, did I say it was The Other Note?
You did, but you also said 91.3.
Did I actually say
that? We're on 90.1 FM.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Oh, Matt's no. Already checked out.
All right. That's okay. Let me try this again from the start. You are listening to the Extra Other Tonal Note, the final edition of the Extra Other Tonal Note on CJSF 90.1, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coquitlam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. I knew that I'd said something wrong. I just didn't know.
It was a couple things. A couple things. It's all right, though. No, because technically it's still The Other Note. It's The Other Note right now.
Exactly. And so the other person you are hearing here is Garen Fitzgerald of Extratonal, or the, wait, what is it? The Extra.
The Tonal Note.
The Tonal Note half of the show. Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
The consonants to your dissonance.
So Garen has just come back from Korea.
Oh, no, my family just got back. I've been back for a couple weeks now.
Oh, okay,
I did my show last week here.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was here, I was not here.
We are radio professionals.
We're trying. Yeah. And so this is, as mentioned, the final edition, sad face, of the Extra Other Tonal, as The Other Note is going to be on hiatus.
Yeah.
Maybe, kind of, sort of.
Well, you got to go live a life and stuff and do masterful things.
Exactly. And hopefully I will be all successful in my catching of the Pokemon absent Master Ball.
Yar.
So.
Matt, catch him.
I honestly.
Pikachu.
Pikachu. Pikachu.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Not on the radio station, Matt. Oh, no.
Team Rocket blasts off again. No.
Meow.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Reliving the 90s.
All fun and games on the Extra Other Tonal Note.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, I don't know. How's your life been?
It's been pretty good. Got that week off in Korea. Came back. Had 2 weeks to myself in my house while my wife and kids were away, which... Nice. Yeah, a lot of people are probably thinking like, ooh, the freedom. And it was for the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then after the first 2 days, it's like, why is my house so quiet? And then I got back home yesterday. And it's like, oh, I missed people.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I'm kind of like re-educating myself how to be around people. But not as bad as in the past. Because I got a job. I go to see people every day and I'm working with them. So it's like I'm part of a community.
Yeah. You're not full Cro-Magnon eating like half cooked pizza off the counter.
I did put it in the fridge this time.
I mean, I wouldn't blame you for having some pizza that was like on the counter for 4 days.
No, that I would not do. That's unsanitary. But I would half the pizza the night of and then half the pizza the next day.
Yeah.
Not anymore though. I'm civilized. So I ate 2 slices the night of, put the rest of it in 2-piece chunks in the fridge wrapped in aluminum foil.
Wow.
And then I just ate it cold like a civilized human in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, not the whole thing, but I was responsible. I cooked my own food. It was great.
I'm astounded that you even went to the aluminum foil.
We had it. I was like, I gotta use it.
Fair enough. Well, since we've now talked a little bit about your life.
Yeah, how you doing, man? How's the excitement building for you?
I was actually gonna go to the music, but I'll just answer your question.
Because we got time, come on.
We do. Okay.
People wanna know.
Yeah. So, I mean... I don't know. I'm more, at this point, it's like setting in. So I'm like not fully nervous, but like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, like I got to go. I'm flying out on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
So then, yeah. So I have to, as I was mentioning to you, I didn't mention this part to you, but I'm pulling all my records off the shelf because I don't want the shelf to like potentially collapse while I'm away. So I've got like all these empty boxes that I have to now put records in, which is, you know, whatever. And then I'm going to move some of my other stuff into offsite storage because it's actually Like, I don't want to risk it getting, like, broken in. Like, someone breaking in and taking my stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The clothes I don't care about. Like, whatever. If someone wants to take, like, the few clothes I leave behind. But aside from that, it's pretty good, you know? Yeah. Just trying to see everyone before I go, which is, like, interesting because I'm like, oh, God. I'm going to all these restaurants in Vancouver to get our last beers. I forgot how expensive it is.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, but aside from that, it's been good. Been nice. A happy boy.
Just don't blow all your tuition on beers before you leave. Okay.
I just set up my direct deposit with McMaster so that when I'm TAing, they could actually pay me, which...
Oh, you're getting paid to go to school?
No, I'm getting paid to TA.
Okay.
And then that money goes to tuition. So basically, the way it essentially works is McMaster charges all the undergrads tuition. They pay McMaster. They pay the master students to TA the undergrads. And then we take the money that McMaster paid to us and give it back to McMaster as our tuition.
That's complicated, but it makes sense.
So yeah, essentially, like when you, if you ever get any place that does like a master's or a PhD, usually the way that they do is they offer you some money to entice you to come to their place.
Well, in Canada, right? Because not in the United States, as far as
I'm aware. In the U.S. too, yeah. So I applied to San Diego State. It depends on which master's program. So it depends on how big it is, how competitive it is. So it's like, if you went to a very competitive place, then they offer less money to more people because they're like, well, if you don't like the $5,000 we offer you or the nothing we offer you, somebody else will also take that instead.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then even when it comes to competitive places, it then becomes a question of like, oh, are you like towards the top of the people? And then in that case, we actually want you because we think that you're going to be cool and you're going to do good shit. And
It's okay. I didn't hear anything.
My apologies.
I heard squirrels.
My apologies.
Cool squirrels. You're going to do cool squirrels?
Cool. Very cool. Cool squirrels. Cool stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah, if they think that you're going to study squirrels in a really cool way, then they'll offer you a little bit of money.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And with that, we're now going to go.
No, but Matt, wait. No. Okay, let's leave.
Okay. All right. So we're going to play three songs by the Atlantic Jazz Ensemble. Atlantis. Ooh, sorry. The Atlantis Jazz Ensemble. We're going to start with their song Persephone. We're going to follow it with their song Democles. And then we will finish off the trio with As the River Flows. All three songs are off of their recent album, Mystic Suite. You are listening to The Extra Other Tonal Note on CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM.
Yeah!
Oh, Serato, wait. Cool.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Extra Other Tonal Note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. I'm going to do my best to not forget what the numbers are. You just heard As the River Flows. Before that, we heard Democles. And then we started the trio off with the song Persephone. Or is it Persephone? I'm pretty sure it's just Persephone.
Persephone.
Oh, my goodness.
Democles. I didn't want to say anything, but you asked.
All right. Now you're just throwing wrenches into my whole entire existence for no discernible reason.
Look, man, I'm going to tell you a pronunciation guide, like, hot tip. 4vo.com. Type in any word in their search, and it'll get you real people pronouncing the thing. This is not an advertisement. Yes, 4vo.com. And okay. Like, you could just type in, if you're like, I don't know how to pronounce this word, bam, there you go.
I feel like this is misinformation, but
no, I use it all the time when I voice act. Because like, I come up across like medical terminology sometimes, or like words from other countries and languages that I don't speak, and I'm like, I don't know how to say that, so I got to look this up. And most of the time, there's like the word's there. And someone from the country where the word is natively from is pronouncing it into a microphone, recording themselves on the website. And I'm like, this is a gold mine. So if you ever have a word, you're like, I don't know how to pronounce that, 4vo.com.
All right.
Or just Google how to pronounce word.
See, that's normally how I do it. And like, normally Google works just fine for me.
I just got to watch out for those computer pronunciations because they're not good.
Well, the thing that's really been getting to me over the past little bit is the AI that some people will use in their YouTube videos.
Oh!
I get the logic of it, because it's like, oh, if you're from a foreign country and you are making an English video but you don't really speak English, I get it. But I just hate when they go 70s, or sorry, in the 70s, there are all these things, and it's just like, ugh.
And beyond that, like, it's not mostly people who don't speak English as a native language.
True.
It's mostly people who are just like, I'm going to make 1,000 movies today and monetize all of them.
That's true. And it is, I don't know how deeply involved you are with the whole Alberta separatist thing.
I hadn't even heard of this.
Oh, okay. Wow. So
I'm like a political dummy at this point.
Fair. So there's people in Alberta who want to separate from the rest of Canada and make their own country. And there was this thing that happened where a bunch of the Alberta separatist videos that were on YouTube were actually being made by people in like Denmark or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, they were just making these videos being like, oh, I'm a single mom in, you know, Edmonton and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, actually, you're a married woman in, I don't know, wherever, Denmark.
And that's not the first time. Like, there's been cases in U.S. politics where, like, people in Russia, people in Eastern Europe, people in Asian countries have just been like, I'm going to make a whole bunch of rage bait videos with AI and, like, text-to-speech and whatever. and I'm just going to post them everywhere so I can get ridiculous amounts of engagement and monetize it.
No, it's really like depressing how nowadays there are all these different ways to just like feed on people's anger mm-hmm. in order to make money one way or another.
Rage bait, man. That's why, like, whenever I'm talking to people online and they make me angry, I'm like, you're probably a bot.
You're smarter than me because I mean, nowadays I don't do it, but I used to be a keyboard warrior.
In my 20s, man.
Yeah.
I was like, you're so dumb and this is why. Like, look at all this evidence. You should read it. And they're like, nope.
Actually, I don't care about your argument at all.
I don't believe your sources because they're... Blah, yeah.
Yeah. It's the government that's telling you that.
And I'm just like... And one day I was like reading how... You know, I forget what they call it now, but like there's a term for like over 60% of the internet being just bots talking to each other.
Oh, in poopification, but it starts with an N or an S.
Oh, no, that I know. That's Cory Doctorow. Yeah. Okay. But there's like another term. They call it the something internet now. I saw it yesterday and I forgot the term again.
Oh, I see.
But it's like where the internet is basically propagating itself at this point because it's all bots and programs and nonsense. Yar.
Wow.
Exciting.
That's a beautiful thing.
I love the internet.
Jeez.
Sorry.
That was very loud.
That frequency spike.
Okay. Well, with that being said, we are going to now do a hard pivot, and we're going to listen to two songs by Mike Clark and then one song by Bria Skonberg. So the first song by Mike Clark is Inside Zone. The second song is Epistrophe. Both of them are off of the album Itai Doshin. And then for Bria Skonberg, we're going to have the song So It Goes off of her album Brass.
Nice.
Okay, cool. I thought you were gonna say that I got something wrong.
Nope. You didn't ask.
Oh, okay. All right. And with that, so we are back to the music on The Extra Other Tonal Notes, CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM.